Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. For this May 23rd, 2023, it is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Melissa's already greeted me this morning.
greeted you so graciously.
Right as we're going on the air. It was perfect. We are going to have some fun this morning. We got some local good stuff to talk about that I want to kick off our show with that we'll get to in a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Orkin has released its annual list of cities with the most mosquitoes. We will get into that. I want to.
In other words, we get to hear their marketing plan.
Yes, yes. I love when it's from these companies.
Yeah.
You know, it's a,
no. You have the most mosquitoes.
Yes.
Buy our product.
Buy our product. I want to get the audience's participation on this next one when we get into it. That is because we will sometime this hour. Is it better for your marriage to have a joint bank account or separate?
Ooh, I'd be interested to hear people's take on
this.
Because there's a lot of varied opinions on that.
Want to get into that a little bit later. Of course, 8 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. After we're done talking to them, we're going to get into a study that found the top animals we love seeing at the zoo.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. A study that found the top animals that love seeing us at the zoo.
Oh, even better.
I love that. It's a great twist out of that. I love it.
It is.
I want to also, that's another one where we're going to get some audience participation.
Oh, good.
I want to know, everybody, you can start thinking about this right now. I want to know your favorite animals at the zoo. I want zoo stories. I want to talk zoos. Let's get people in the mood for summer. And make sure to take in your zoos wherever you are living and travel to zoos. The Henry Vilas Zoo and Vilas Zoo in Madison is beautiful. The Milwaukee Zoo. We got a great one here in
beautiful
Rapids.
Beautiful zoo.
Yes, yes. There are all kinds of great zoos. We want you to be going to them this summer, and I want zoo stories, so get those ready. After we're done hanging around or all that with that story, we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. Got plenty of other things to get to. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with some entertainment news, good stories of the day, that ain't right stories, all those things coming up. Looking forward to all of it. Melissa, how you doing this morning?
You know, I'm good. It's been a busy morning. It was a very short night. I had some terrifying dreams we won't discuss.
Oh.
And, just trying to get into some new routines with some added duties and figuring that out. It's, you know, life is a journey.
yeah, it is. Yeah.
I did not, however. Oh, no, that's a lie. I saw one deer this morning.
Oh, cool.
Standing very placidly on the side of the road. Outside of Spencer.
Okay.
I get Spencer and Stetsonville mixed up for some reason.
Oh, you're not alone.
Which is kind of dumb. I mean, yes, they are on the same highway, but there's a whole town in between, two towns in between them.
But you're not alone on that one either, though. I'm positive people do
it
that.
It was Spencer, though. Spencer. That's where they have that Spencer Car Days.
I knew I had a friend who was born and raised out here and got Portage and Plover mixed up.
Oh,
all
well,
the
that,
time.
Yeah, I don't blame them for that either.
Nope.
I get the lakes in Madison constantly mixed up. Like, I am so confused when I go to Madison because I just don't know. Can't figure it out.
I got spoiled by that one because in sixth grade, seventh grade, I spent the summers in Madison and got to know it pretty well.
Nice.
And I just love that town so darn much. Love that city. Speaking of loving our cities and everything, I did something this weekend I did not get a chance to tell you and Beth about.
Oh, what's that?
I mean, in my defense, nobody asked how my weekend was. So,
well, you know, I'm
teasing. I'm kidding.
Sure. Make me feel guilty first thing in the morning, James.
I'm Jewish. It's what I do. I can't help
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mom.
Any opportunity to throw some Jew guilt, I'm going to do it. I can't help it.
Hey, James.
I have no control.
How was your weekend?
Thank you for asking, Melissa.
You're welcome.
I got some gardening in this weekend.
Ooh.
I gardened more this weekend than I've ever done in my whole life.
Your whole life?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't
have anything against gardening. I just never really had a lot of opportunities.
You stuck your hands in the dirt.
I got into it. Yeah.
Wow.
We got some good soil down
nice.
and laid some sunflower seeds.
Oh,
that was fun. And we went to Reeves Nursery here in Rapids.
Uh-huh.
Great place. Great people over there. Wonderful time. It was a lot bigger than I expected. This is a lot more plants than I expected.
Yeah, greeneries are so much fun.
Did anybody realize how many plants there are? My God. When I went out to California, I have never felt more like a tourist the first couple of weeks I was out there. Not because of the buildings or anything. Or even, you know, I would stare at the ocean and the mountains like crazy. It was all the plant life.
Oh, yeah, because it's so different there than here.
It's incredibly different. And it's so much of it isn't even a natural species to California.
Mm,
you've got so many seeds that flew over from China and Europe and everything that landed there. And over the years and millennia.
People bringing stuff.
Yeah, it's really, really wild. I couldn't recommend enough to people that you go out there. Make sure you're looking around. Make sure you're not just looking at landmarks and things like that.
Or going for what you're... Oh, you mean California. I thought you were talking about greenhouses again.
Oh, that too, though.
But yes, look around because they have so many awesome plants. And if you talk with the owners or the people who work there, they can recommend complementary plants that go well together that you want to plant next to each other because they'll help with pests and nutrients and all of that.
I mentioned California. That's where I fell in love with succulents. Really like those, and I was planning on getting my own. Terry got me a nice plant, and I've had this one little plant for a bit, but I haven't bought my own plant before.
Okay,
and I want to try to, you know, take care of my own plant, just one. But I wanted to try to do this and everything, and so I was going to get those succulents because they're pretty hard to. They're pretty strong. It would be pretty tough for me
to mess
those up.
If you forget to water them for a month, you're okay. Usually.
Found the one, Woolly Thyme.
Woolly Thyme.
It's awesome.
Is it fuzzy?
Yes.
Makes you want to touch it?
The vines grow down. I wanted long hanging vines.
Oh.
And that kind of thing. And so I found it. I really like it. I hadn't heard of this before, and it looks really cool and all that. And I've got it in the pot thing that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it, and I showed it to my mom. She's like, "Oh, it looks like you." It was the first response. Thankfully, it wasn't, "Oh, don't kill that," like I thought she might say. I was really expecting something like that.
"Oh, it looks like you."
It was like,
so
huh.
Is this like plants start to look like their owners, like dogs? And people start to look the same.
I thought it was just with animals, but apparently we can do this with plants, too. But I'm excited. I'll let you guys know how this is going and everything.
Good.
I was told it's a perennial.
Okay.
And that's a word I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
That means that is something that grows back every year.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
that's regeneration,
pretty cool.
Holmes.
Yeah,
that's like, that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm very late to the game on a lot of this stuff as a city boy and everything. But my God, that is such a cool thing that we have normalized. Like, it just, we just take lightly, like, it'll come back. Like, that's a plant. That's pretty amazing. So that is pretty cool to me. And I was told that it is pretty indestructible, that it is
awesome.
Doesn't need a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
It is a perfect plant for somebody starting out. It seems like, at least from what I've read.
That's
and stuff.
So. And that's the beautiful thing about our greenhouses around here and the staff there. They're able to direct you to, you know, what your wants are.
Yeah.
You want something easy, but you have these specific things. I want it to have legs. I want it to be fuzzy. And boom, perfect plant.
You found a perfect plant. Yeah,
just like that.
I'm so excited about it. So,
love local businesses.
Shout out to Reeves. Shout out to all of our local greeneries out here. Because any could have gone to any one around here and had just as good of an experience.
Oh,
I
have
amazing.
At multiple of them.
And we've worked with, and I've talked with One Rose and plenty of places around here for many years.
I just recorded a fun commercial for them. I got to shout in my living room yesterday.
Nice, nice. especially One Rose, have really helped me out a lot. This is at least years ago, because I've been going there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something from my mom and didn't know if it would work well with her schedule at the time and everything. Couldn't have been more helpful about it.
Awesome.
I wanted to touch on this one here, too. And this is taking us in a very different direction, both literally and metaphorically. Have you seen or heard the news about the volcano going off in Mexico?
No, I have not.
Millions in Mexico are warned to prepare for the evacuation as the Popocatépetl volcano is spewing ash.
Oh, my.
It has kicked out about eight different... let me see here. I want to get this right. Several nearby towns in have been told by authorities that they are going to have to probably evacuate as the volcano, has erupted, has kicked out spewed ash eight different times.
Wow.
It is remarkable video. I don't know if anybody's ever seen anything like this. I'm going to try to... I know this is an audio medium. I'm going to show this to Melissa just because for context, and she's pretty good at describing these kind of things, but...
Yeah, put me on the spot.
This is...
Fine, it's cool. I got this.
This is one of those things. Now, hopefully, this thing does not erupt. Nothing horrible like that happens or anything like that. But this is becoming more and more a concern with our volcanoes, with our geysers and these kind of things. Mm-hmm. I think I'm saying that right, geysers?
Geysers, yeah. Geysers are old guys.
Yes. who also have hot air? That was a bad joke.
That's okay.
So I'm showing Melissa this volcano right now.
Oh, wow. It just shoots right out the side.
Yeah.
A giant cloud of ash.
And
then they show it at night, too, because it's happening at night. That looked like a little bit of lava, too.
Lava, yes.
Because that was a heat, like, camera. So it showed the ash shooting out in the air and then, like... bright particles landing on
the mountain. See what I mean?
You're
good at this. You're very good at describing these things. Ash reportedly fell in the nearby cities of Atlixco and Pueblo. Sources told Mexico's Center of Disaster Prevention.
Mm.
Their setup there is so different than ours, too. The way that their cities are built, they've got towns built on this volcano.
Wow.
That have been there for hundreds of years and
close stuff.
And it's just remarkable. It's one of these moments in life where you're watching this and, man, that is amazing. That is beautiful. Nature is incredible. And they're like, oh, yeah, humans.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. There is very few things like, you know, you're happy. You're in your city. You're in the country that you want to be or in all those things and more power to you and stuff. We talk about this a lot where, unfortunately, when we have tornado season and you have towns and cities that are, it seems like every year are hit by tornadoes. And, they stay there because they want to rebuild and they love their area and stuff. So I admire that quite a bit. If there was ever a thing that was going to get me to move, I would think, it'd be a volcano. Like, I can't imagine.
Well, but when you've had generations upon generations living in that place and it's been quiet. It's been silent. So the actual threat of that, I mean, this to me, I go back to the movie Dante's Peak because I love Pierce Brosnan and I love the movie. I can't think of her name. I love her name too.
Reese. No.
Looks
no.
like her, but
no,
not.
No, it's an R. Jhené Russo or no, no.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
But I do. It just reminds me of that because the town is so complacent to the disaster. They're like, oh nope, it's been forever since. And then they all have to leave and they have to get out real quick.
Yeah. Linda Hamilton.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really don't know what's going to happen with that story, but I know I'm going to be following it.
Yeah.
I encourage people to check out that video. It's also, we don't know how often you're going to see this kind of thing.
Right. But they're going to need help.
Right.
Because that's a lot of people in probably a pretty poor area.
Here is hoping if that comes, we answer the call.
Yeah, and that their government also helps step up and helps them evacuate because, oh my goodness.
I want to wrap up the opening monologue here on a good story, and man, is it a good one. The NFL draft is headed to Titletown.
Yay.
Yay.
Sorry, that was my excited sports
That's
voice.
That's okay. I'll be excited for both of us.
No, it's exciting. It's good.
The league announced Monday at the spring league meeting that the 2025 NFL draft has been awarded to Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of the Packers and legendary Lambeau Field.
It's about time.
Quote, the draft has become our biggest offseason event host hosting in different cities and spectacular locations across the country, and we are excited to work with the Packers and discover Green Bay to bring the NFL 2025 NFL Draft to Green Bay in iconic Lambeau Field, says NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. The draft has been touring for quite some time, since 2015, going to Chicago, Philly, Arlington, Nashville, Tennessee, Cleveland, Las Vegas, Kansas City, and Detroit. Detroit will have the draft next year in 24, and then the Packers will have it in 25.
All right.
It is obviously pretty fun for us sports fans. I have no integrity on this subject because I've been watching the draft for over 30 years. It's one of my favorite things in the universe, and it's going to be in this state. That's pretty darn cool. I've already had people ask me if I'm going, who's getting me a ticket?
Yeah.
Because I work in radio, man. There's no way I can afford the tickets for those things. But none of that. All that pales in comparison. And Melissa, your interest in this is understandable. There are many people like you that are going to be, you know, oh, it's cool, great.
Well, the benefit for it is the local businesses and our state.
There we go. That's what I wanted to go with.
And I absolutely am glad for that.
I know you get that. I want to make sure that the audience
understands. The pomp and circumstance of, you know, all these football players in their fancy suits and flashy shoes, I could care less. But what it's going to bring for our local businesses and our tourist industry is amazing.
Think about it this way. Detroit, Chicago, both Midwest cities, both pretty big cities, were like every surrounding city, going almost down to Saluki in Illinois, in southern Illinois, were affected economically by the NFL draft and benefited by it.
Yeah.
How do you think a town like Green Bay, the size of Green Bay, is going to... One, I mean, I think they'll be able to handle this. I'm not worried about that part of it or anything. There's going to be some logistic issues. There always is. There was in Detroit,
it's an
and Chicago, and Philly,
a large
and
amount of people. And
anywhere you put these things.
How long does it last?
3 days.
Okay. So, yeah, you can plan on then, like, the week on each side is going to be busy.
The economic impact this is going to have, we can't even wrap our minds around, because it's 2 years away from now, and we don't even know what the economy is going to look like.
Well, you know, we could get a preview of it with what's happening in Stevens Point this summer with the Open, the big golf.
Yes, the big golf
Open at Century World, because they're going to have an influx of 50 to 70,000 people over that short span of time.
Yeah.
And we'll get affected by that too here in Rapids, because they need housing.
Right.
I think places are booked for that weekend.
It's pretty cool to see that for the NFL, for NFL fans, and just for the state, because, again, it is going to affect the entire state economically. The entire state, a rising tide raises all boats, and all boats are going to be risen in Wisconsin in that draft. And in Madison, where they, for those that didn't hear, Madison was awarded a women's pro soccer franchise in the USL Super League. I know this came out last week. We didn't get a chance to touch on it, though. We're talking about sports and the economic boom that they bring. This is going to definitely bring a boom.
Oh, yeah.
Next step, hockey team.
Yeah.
I want an NHL hockey team in Madison. I think that's a perfect place for it. You call it the Madison Misfits. It's a great name. Just go with it. The state loves hockey. This state is built for hockey. They should have, you know, Arizona doesn't know what to do with their team right now. Bring them here. We can support it. We can handle it. And things like this women's soccer team are going to prove that.
Yeah. And there's also a women's softball league they're talking about.
Yes.
Having in the next year or so.
Man, you do not want to be late on this.
No.
There are a couple of things that there is a rise in. Obviously, we've talked about the rise of medical marijuana and our farmers and our ag industry being able to, you know, take advantage of that. Our state being able to take advantage of that economically. Every surrounding state is already doing it. You don't want to be the 50th state to get in on this and have there's not going to be any money there. There's not going to be able to get anything from that. You're holding one hand behind the back of these farmers, of our ag industry, by doing this. We talk about, the other impacts that some of these things can have. Well, man, all this stuff comes back to, you know, helping all of us.
Right.
And impacting all of us. Whether we're talking sports teams or anything like that. And it all comes back to really benefiting all of us. We will take a quick commercial break, come back with our National Day of Calendar, and plenty more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We're a locally grown radio. 'Cause right now I
lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I have. I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here at 7:25 on the clock. I think that's the Bare Naked Ladies. Think so?
I wasn't sure. I like the voice, though.
Pretty sure.
I'm familiar
sure
with this song.
I think it is. It's like Brian Wilson or something like that. I've only heard it like once or twice. Not a bad song. Time to get into our National Day of calendar for this May 23rd, 2023. Happy Tuesday out there, everybody. It is, of course, as we mentioned yesterday, Italian Beef Week. Enjoy.
Yes.
Enjoy your Italian beef, everybody. It is National Title Track Day.
Okay.
That's kind of a fun one. I like this. Title tracks, or the songs after which an album is named, are often the greatest singles. Fire up your favorite title tracks or explore new ones.
Okay.
There's plenty of band albums that are named just for a name.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them that are named after a certain song in the album. I like the idea of going through some of your favorites and playing them.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, you get a brilliant trifecta that sets off a chain reaction that goes on on to define a band. Black Sabbath produced an album that was self-titled with a track of the same name that went on to define the band itself. That's one of the few times in history I think that actually works, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a great idea to like overdo it like that. Like you're, it's especially
banking on this is going to be our best song.
Yeah, yeah, and really, like you really like. Okay, it's not just the name. Name of the band, but it's the name of their single, and it's the name of the album. Like, it gets a little, but that's just.
But you can only do that once.
Yes,
and per band.
Also speaks to how darn talented Black Sabbath was.
Mm.
It is World Turtle Day.
Yay, turtles!
Yeah, turtles rule. Turtles are awesome. Get in touch with the American Tortoise Rescue to see how you can do your part to protect and preserve the wonderful turtles and tortoises in the world.
I was gonna say they are two different things, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You know what? We should look into that. What mm-hmm. is the difference?
Well, because we hear a lot about plastic in the oceans and straws. You know, don't use straws to save turtles. And those are all very important things.
Yeah. Tortoises have more rounded and domed shells, where turtles have thinner, more water dynamic shells.
More water dynamic.
More better swimmers.
Yeah, a little streamlined.
A little more Michael Phelps-like. A little more.
I'm going to tell him you compared him to a turtle. You know, he probably wouldn't be offended by that.
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, I think mm-mm. he might be all right with that. He seems all right. Seems like a cool guy. Especially when it comes to being more aware of what turtles are. We've been doing it our whole lives, and we need to keep doing it. You got those plastic rings. Cut them up.
Yeah.
Cut them up. And I go crazy on those things.
I make sure that there's no loops.
Not even close. Not yeah. even possible.
It's like one long string when I'm done
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, I hear you.
But what we need to do is get plastic out of our system entirely.
Yes.
They have ways of making plastic-like materials that are biodegradable, that are not made out of petroleum products.
Yeah.
That's what we need to transition to. And as a people, we need to fight for it. Because corporations aren't going to do it on their own.
Yeah, we need to hold them accountable and need to demand it from them.
Mm-hmm.
And by demand, I mean hold your dollars back until they do right.
And contact your politicians.
Yes, God, yes. National Lucky Penny Day.
Lucky penny.
It is set up a penny hunt for lucky pennies and see how many you can find. Make it a competition with friends or family, and you might even make some money. I've never heard of that before. That's interesting. Penny hunt.
Penny hunt.
In order to understand the importance of National Penny Day, you need to learn about why people believe pennies bring them good luck. When you are cleaning out your room and you put on a jacket and you have not worn for a long time and you find one of those, you know, pennies in there or something, I feel victory. Feel good from that. Well, according to one theory, people originally believed that pennies would bring them a lot of luck due to their religious beliefs.
Hmm.
Ancient civilizations believed that copper and other metals were gifts from the gods, which were intended to provide people with protection from evil.
Hmm.
This theory was also fueled by a number of other superstitions, such as metal horseshoes and charm bracelets, which people also believed to be lucky.
Yeah. Well, you know the saying, find a penny, pick it up, all day long you'll have good luck.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd put the I don't think it was actual pennies, but they'd put the coins on people's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to have the fair for the River Styx.
Past the River Styx, yes, yeah. Yes. There's a lot of great old stories about that, too, about people with nothing to their name and their last pennies leaving on their loved one's eyes and things like that, which is tragic. And it's also, I think, very beautiful. Like, you know, as sad as it is, it's also got a very much like a real beauty to
poignant.
That, too. Yeah. National Library Workers Day.
Awesome. Yay! We love our library workers. Yay!
Thank you to librarians. Thank you to volunteers. Thank you to everybody that works inside the library organization. Mm-hmm. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate them. We are very spoiled. Not only in this town here do we have McMillan Memorial Library, which is one of the most beautiful libraries you will ever find and ever see. Mm-hmm. And one of the more, it's got such a personality to it.
Mm,
I really
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
But we have a bunch of great libraries around here.
And all our little surrounding towns all have libraries.
Rome, Nacusa, and Rome,
Vesper.
And Vesper. We've got so many good ones around us. Mm-hmm. Port Edwards.
Yep.
I got a bunch of Stevens Point is a great one as well.
Yes.
My daughter goes to all the time.
Yes. Libraries make communities better because there are so many services that libraries offer that you can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. We here in Rapids are getting back to I think a fun tradition of that more so where our new president over there, the new leader over at McMillan, is really wants it to be a hub again. Really wants it to be a sanctuary and a hub for people.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events that happen every week, and that's wonderful. We want to keep it going, keep it growing.
We are going to keep things moving. We're going to go to Melissa's news. We'll come back and we'll get into let's go in and get into the separate bank account story. I want to get into that one. So when we come back, we're going to be needing your audience participation.
Yes.
Is it better for a marriage to have joint bank accounts or separate?
And we did have some audience participation. Confirmation from one of our wonderful listeners that, yes, that was Bare Naked Ladies, Brian Wilson.
It was. Wow.
Way to go, James.
Every once in a while.
Thank you, listeners.
Yes,
we
thank you, listeners. Best listeners radio. Appreciate you. Good morning to all of you. And stick around for Melissa's News right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy starts your day. Mr. on your radio. Such a bad name. I'm sorry. It's just such a bad name. It's like, I don't know. What should we call ourselves? Mr. I don't know. Well, we're bound to come up with something better than that.
Yeah,
put
let's
it
just
on the
stick
board.
With that for now.
We'll get like 5 hours later. I don't know. Let's go with Mr. Not a good name.
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst. You're right. Right. I want to know what the audience thinks is the worst bad name. That's another one. We'll have that as a roving question. I want to do a roving
call
questions.
In anytime. 424-2600.
Yep.
Worst band name ever.
Yes. I want to hear them. for now, get ready to call that same number, 424-2600. I want to get your feedback on this one. When you're in a committed relationship, some things can be combined, and others should remain separate, like your Facebook accounts. I'm just joking. I'm just throwing that out there. To each their own on that stuff. According to a new study out of Indiana University, one secret to a longer, happier relationship may be consolidating your finances. The study followed 230 engaged or newly married couples across 2 years. Some couples were asked to keep separate bank accounts. Others were told to open a joint bank account. And a third group could choose for themselves.
Okay.
In the end, the couples who opened the joint bank accounts reported significantly higher relationship quality than those who kept separate bank accounts. The researchers believe this shows that merging finances leads to aligned financial goals, increased transparency, and a shared understanding of marital responsibilities. This doesn't necessarily, I think, there's always outliers.
Right.
And you may be that outlier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say, this is 100% guaranteed to make your relationship better, blah, 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 and all that stuff. I don't know about that. But I think that if it's something that you have come up quite a bit, if it's rearing its ugly head all the time, maybe trying something new. If you already have done the separate accounts, try a joint account. If you've tried the joint account, maybe trying the separate account.
You got to find what works for you in your relationship.
I really should stress this by I could not be like, I'm bad at relationships. I'm not that great. I think I'm a decent partner. I just I'm not always the best at I haven't always been the best. I'm getting better, but I haven't always been the best at communicating.
Mm-hmm.
I use my friends now as a chance to test that out and get better at it.
Sounding board.
Yes. I'm getting better at that stuff. But I don't want to pretend like I know what I'm talking about. That I'm merely reading an article and getting it out, that out there, along with a little bit of other articles I have pieced together just in the last 24 hours of this story. So I find it interesting. And it's one of those ones that can be, it's 67% of couples have broken up over financial reasons.
Well, and that's a big thing to argue about, because finances are huge for those of us that don't have money.
Mm-hmm.
When you're living paycheck to paycheck,
yep,
and say your significant other stops every day and buys a $6 coffee,
yeah,
that adds up.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And if you know, one person is very frugal and one person spends all their money and comes up short every month, I mean, that is a huge reason to have an argument or fights.
Yeah.
And we all have experienced things similar to that, I'm sure.
I think, especially when it comes to those things, I don't think it's ever a bad idea to remind yourself of why you're with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, I think that this can answer a lot of questions for you, too, if you should be together. Like, if your first answers are financial stuff, I have an issue with that. That seems like a bad way to... It's no better than building a relationship on looks. Neither one of those you can count on.
No, very true.
So, I mean, you have to have more than that
to a
relationship.
You have to have more than that.
You got to have more than that. And I hate the idea of any one thing ruining a good relationship. We don't have enough, and I understand. I am a foolish romantic here, but I don't think I'm alone, and we could use more love in the world. That ain't a hippy-dippy thing or anything like that. I just think we could get along a lot better. We need more love out there, and we need more people sticking it out. We need more people to be able to, not that they should or shouldn't, but I mean, like, I feel like there is way too much, it's way too easy to end a relationship than to fight. And I'm not. Sometimes you got to know when the bell is rung. This is done.
Sometimes it's easier to stay together.
Yes, absolutely.
For the wrong reasons, though.
Financial, those kind of things. Yes.
Obligations together. Your house is, you know, like how everything combined.
We're all
so
of these
yeah,
things.
No, there's a lot of factors that go into healthy relationships. Having clear and concise conversations about finances is one of those things that can make it a little easier.
I especially like to hear from couples that have been together for a long time, and what has been working for you. And I know that we may be getting a little private here and everything, but that's why we don't ask your name. You got some anonymous.
You can be anonymous.
You can even disguise your voice a little bit if you
talk
like.
Talk through your hand.
You can talk like any way you like. It's up
accents
to you.
Are welcome.
Yes, we love accents. don't be offensive, of course.
yes, please.
Don't get us canceled. But yes, we encourage you to call up at 424-2600 because I'd like to get others' feedback on this. We do surveys all the time. We do these studies all the time, and I like the data, but that's what it is. It's data.
Right.
I want more data. I want local data.
We want to hear from people who actually live here.
Because I've dealt with some financial issues, obviously, and I've had relationships end because of them, but I thought that was a very personal thing. I thought that was very, okay, me and like five other people know what that's like. 67% of relationships ending over financial reasons. That really speaks loudly.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people, that's just the ones we know about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows?
The survey wasn't everybody.
Yeah.
It's a portion of the population.
And look, whatever happens, to each again their own. But it really bothers me that something like that could ruin love, that could ruin a good thing. Because I'm also saying in this that I think that one of the outliers is, hey, everything would be fine if we had a better, financially the world was a little different, a little better. And that's on both sides of things, to the point of yours with the couples that stay together just because of financial reasons or whatever.
Because it's easier.
And the same for the couples that end up ended because of it and everything. I think that a lot of this stuff, too, though, if you're going to make it, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that... there's nothing stronger in the universe than the human spirit, and if we want something to make, we want to make something happen, we make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I I don't know.
There's a lot of social determinants, as I was talking in the news story that I did this morning with Aspyrus Healthcare, of the things that affect us on a base level. Daily, you know, poverty, not having affordable housing, not being able to get health care when you need it. All of those things affect us and affect our relationships. Because when you're living paycheck to paycheck, or you're not making ends meet every month, that is going to be stressful for every member of the family on every level. And that has an ability to just drag people down.
Yeah.
So those are the things that have to be addressed and need attention.
And relationships, there's a lot of practicality. There's a lot of, partnership involved and everything. It should be fun. It should be fun. You should be having fun in your relationships. I don't care how long
you've been
together.
It's not always fun to talk about finances.
Yeah.
But finding a way to, okay, so this is our budget. This is what we can put into maybe you can have a little bit of fun money every month.
Yeah.
And that can be a fun thing to talk about as a family. All right, this is when I was rooming with Laura, we had what we called a fun basket.
Mm.
And we would have the girls put in ideas of what they'd want to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
When we had a day and we had a little extra money, one of these days, girls, we're going to pull something out of that fun basket.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go do it.
It's awesome.
I mean, there are things like going to the water park or going to the children's museum. They're not super expensive, but they're fun things to do as a family.
We were talking earlier about the zoo. Mm-hmm. That's a fun trip and not that expensive.
Right.
You know, there's things like that you can do. I think after talking finances, it's always good to have a palate cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
Have something to talk about or to go to that you know is going to bring your spirits up or enjoy.
Yes.
You'll enjoy and everything. And
now we're going to have dessert.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. And now that we've talked finances, let's go spend some of those finances. Let's go. that'll make everything all better. One of the other things I just wanted to touch on real quick in this article is there was a lot about trust issues. This is one of the funnier things that I thought I came across with this topic. Guess who deals with trust issues? Everybody.
All of us.
Mm-hmm. All of us deal with them and everything. It feels like such a personal thing and like a thing that I have an issue with. I have that. No, everybody's got this issue. And I think there's some grace that can be given with that. I think there's also some commonality in that, that, hey, we have this in common.
Right. And there's also a good reason sometimes to have some worry about it. Somebody doesn't want to share their finances with you. They don't want you to see their bank account.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, I should have picked up on that. Maybe I wouldn't have been married for 17 years before, found out what I lived through. So there's reasons to have those conversations and be open and honest.
The best plans are made in hindsight.
Yes.
they really are. They really. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. We'll talk in a morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Melissa and James here with you. We are here to have some fun. And we, of course, have the phone lines wide open for you, 424-2600. We're going to have a couple of interactions with you guys today, but one of our roving questions, and I'm going to do this all week.
Yeah.
All week long, anytime you want, you call up, and it doesn't matter what we're talking about. If you think of the worst band name you've ever thought of, you want to get Chumbawamba out there. Or Mr. or anything, go right ahead and 424-2600, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, my nominee for worst band name of all time, and this is with a bullet, this is like right shot at the top of the list by far and away, Loverboy.
Oh, yes.
You just,
I know, you hate that name.
You can't do it. You just can't. Like, the only, if it's an all-female band and they want to call themselves Loverboy, all right, it's probably a punk band or something like oh yeah, I like that. That's fun. That's a cool way. You just can't.
Yeah.
You're a group of guys going around and you're this is what you came up with to call yourselves. This in all your hopes and dreams, you're going to be as big as the Beatles. You're going to be the next big Rolling Stones and all this. And you want plastered everywhere.
Lover boy.
How lame is that? Like, if somebody came up to you and told you that their nickname.
Okay, somebody please call up so James stops talking about Loverboy, because we need a different band to talk about.
But that's the roving question for today, everybody. I want your bad band names. Go ahead and bring them to us.
Yes, 424-2600.
I thought this would be a good one to touch on, especially with what we were talking about earlier, Melissa. For those that did not hear, Minnesota lawmakers passed a bill to legalize recreational marijuana over the weekend.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Now, this is a big story for a lot of reasons. We've talked about the economic impact that we've had. This has. Certainly, we have talked about what it can do for people with physical issues, with health issues.
Mm-hmm.
I've shared the story many times about being out in California, going into one of those receptacle buildings and everything and for the first time. And every time I went into one, and there were just 50, 60-year-old people in there.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see a bunch of, you know, Cheech and Chongs or anything. No, I didn't see that. I saw people dealing with pain, people needing help with food because they had no appetite, these kind of things. So all of that is great. And it's a good story, and I think it is everything is progressing this way. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go backwards with this.
No.
Because
the benefits and the positive things that marijuana can do for people, for the environment, even for our ag workers, for farmers, it's you can't deny it. And I'm sorry, alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Prohibition?
Prohibition.
Yeah.
The reason for them squashing marijuana when they did back in, what, the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Oh, way back, yes.
To promote alcohol as a preferred.
Well, it even goes back even farther than that when you talk about hemp. And, the early settler, or not the early settlers, but the early lawmakers that had connections with the rope companies and had them in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even though everybody knows hemp is a much stronger form of rope.
And it's better for the environment to grow hemp.
The people that were growing hemp weren't in the politicians' pockets. I'm not just throwing this stuff around or anything. This is a quick search engine away from you finding out the same things that I'm telling you about. And I imagine a lot of people out there know that already.
Yeah, there's reasons that they classified marijuana the way they did as a scheduled one drug.
And I'm not normalizing this, even though it happens more and more and stuff as far as the legalization of recreational or medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
I mainly focus on medicinal because that's where my main focus is.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have people in pain, and we darn sure don't need more people on opiates.
Correct.
And that includes not just people in pain, but people in general coming from surgery and all these things. All that is amazing, even though this isn't, a new story. It's still a pretty amazing story. All that being said, that's not the most amazing part of this story. The most amazing part of this story is these politicians worked on a Saturday. They passed this bill on a Saturday.
Hey.
Like, can we get some more of this?
Yeah.
Can we get some more of them working on the weekends and working every day to get these bills passed? Working. How many? I want their hours. I want them clocking in and out now. I'm done being polite about this and everything. They demand us to work on minimum wage. They tell us to make minimum wage work. Let's see them make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see them make this work with hours and all those things. I don't think I'm not saying this as a Democrat or Republican. I'm saying this as an American citizen.
Yes.
And I'm demanding it of both sides of the aisle, of all politicians.
Yeah.
I want your timestamps. I ain't just a program director here anymore. I want it for the world. I want to know how many hours you're putting in, every single one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about your local representatives that have to work also two different jobs and everything.
No, the ones that do this full time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about the ones we're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
We are paying for.
Yeah.
We
pay their checks. We pay their health care.
We got to get this right, everybody. Somewhere along the lines, they got the idea that they're the ones in control. That they're the ones that have the power. That ain't right. That's not how this system was built. We're always supposed to be the ones in control. We're always supposed to be the ones with the power. We are paying. They don't have a job without us. They don't have a gig without us. I go back to John Waters. John Waters is having dinner at a fancy restaurant. Somebody comes up and doesn't want to bug him but wants his autograph. And what does John Waters do? No, honey, come on over. You want to sit down? Have a conversation? You paid for this meal. You are entitled to come over and say hi to me. It ain't any different, everybody. It ain't any different. We should be able to ask every one of these pilots, how many hours are you working? I don't want a BS answer.
They don't make an hourly wage.
Yeah.
Right? No.
I would have.
They get
no,
a salary.
I can tell Civic, Second City, any of my employers. I can tell them what I'm doing with every minute that they are paying for, and I can guarantee you that they are getting a bang for their buck.
Yeah.
And they should be able to do the same.
We should
be getting a deal on these things. We should be, and if they if things don't add up, if like, well, wait a minute, they're working 20 hours a week and making this much money. We need to correct things.
Mm-hmm.
We're wondering where we're going to get money from. They're telling us there's no money. Let's take it from them. If you do that, then people aren't going to want to be politicians. How many people want to be politicians already? We already got people doing it for the wrong reasons.
A lot of people who don't believe in government,
yeah.
Which is just wrong.
None of this stuff is sci-fi or far-fetched or anything.
No.
Like, this is within our grasp. This is within our reach. We just got to want it. We just got to make sure to do it and hold people accountable for it.
Yeah. And remember that we have the power.
And I love the idea of, like, a bunch of politicians now, like, throwing this back at me, and my email is, like, flooded with, just timestamps. Just a ton of, like, well, you wanted it, and, like, every single politician just starts sending
that
me.
Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be awesome.
It'd be awesome. It'd also be a very flooded email.
And it would be great to see the ones who are doing a good job say, here I am. I'm working for you.
If you got nothing to hide,
yeah,
you know, why not? Take a break. We'll come back and we'll have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.